3 minutes to six. From six, Ollie is here with his non-league program. I want to tell you this local story because the University of Bedfordshire have been awarded funding for young refugees to tell their stories through art. The award of £1.3 million has been given to the University of Bedfordshire and three research centres in Finland and Norway. The project begins in January and will be carried out over the next 4 years. Let's talk to Professor Ravi Kayaskodi. Professor, very good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Roberto. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you on. A significant amount of money here that's been awarded.
Indeed it is. We're very lucky. It was a very tough competition to get it, but we costed it carefully, and we have, so we're very pleased.
Can I ask where the money's come from?
It's come from basically the Finnish government, the Norwegian government and the UK government, all of whom have combined resources through their research councils. And so the core of it is government money, which is funded, which is then given to research councils, which is then given to researchers.
OK. And in terms of the project itself, Professor, what's it going to focus on?
Well, it's going to focus on how young refugees who have come to all of our countries, those three countries, how they get on in day-to-day life, how they rebuild their ordinary life over a period of time with the help of others. So that's one focus. And the other focus is what they put back into the new countries once they have settled.
So how's it actually going to work? Is it going to be art students or students studying art?
Actually, it's going to be young refugees living in our countries who are trying to make a life doing whatever they need to do. And what we've engineered is a project where they will use the skills and expertise of artists and filmmakers and art therapists to help them express something about what feeling well looks like. It's a way of trying to, put a story alongside the usual ones that we hear of refugees, where we hear of suffering and victimhood or danger and all of those kind of stressed out stories. What we're trying to do is be slightly more creative than that and say, actually, there are other hidden stories about wellness that we also need to understand. So they're going to be using art to express what feeling well feels like.
You see, I made an assumption, an incorrect assumption, that when we talked about art, that it was going to be something, a painting or something. But it can't, because it's art, it can be anything. It's an expression.
It's probably going to be visual arts. We're going to just, one of the kind of very simple examples is a young person who may not have very much has an object that they hold dear, which reminds them of how people who loved them cared for them before they left their homeland. Now, they brought it into the new country, and they're finding new people with whom they can have sustaining relationships. And what we want to see is the young person talk about that artifact or that piece of art, which helps them remember how important relationships are to them as they settle down.
You've explained that really well, by the way. And the project, Professor, will culminate in an exhibition.
Yes, it'll culminate in an exhibition both in our own country here and in Norway and Finland. And really, we want to just try and showcase those elements of the talent and energy and the will to survive that young refugees have, because we already know really very well about their suffering and their cost and so on. But this is a balancing act at the end of the day, and it's balanced on the notion of relational wellness, which is really about sustaining life after the event.
Okay. I have to ask you this question. You explained the whole story very well, and congratulations on the award to the University of Bedfordshire being part of this international endeavour, of course. And my concern is, will there be enough people who'll be interested in whatever art is produced? Will people want to know what the story is? Do they care?
I think people care a lot. I think people care sometimes more than governments think, and sometimes more than the media thinks in relation to the health and well-being of a whole population of young refugees. That, there are people who, in community-spirited ways, step forward when the going gets tough, young refugees. And even if it gets tough, because local government or central government haven't been able to provide for them enough. Community spiritedness is where we think the heart of the project is, in fact.
Okay, so the project starts in January, carries over 4 years.
Yes.
So in 4 years' time, we'll have a conversation again and say, right, this is the exhibition, this is where it's going to open.
I certainly hope so, Roberto. Yes, I hope so. Enlighten me back.
By all means. Professor, thank you for joining us. Wish you well. Professor Ravi K.S. Curley from the University of Bedfordshire, who have been awarded funding for young refugees to tell their stories through art. It's a three-government initiative, the UK government, the Finnish government and the Norwegian government, part of a 1.3 million euros, which is about 1.2 million pounds. So 4 years later, we'll catch up with Professor Ravi and see what they've done. And the University of Bedfordshire, I mean, every university specialises in a number of areas, but the University of Bedfordshire does a lot of work with international students and young refugees, so we'll see what they do, what they come up with. 17 minutes to six.